A freshly published opinion poll suggests that the Czech Pirate Party is currently the second most popular political grouping in the country, with 15% support. That's 4% more than the upstart pro-transparency party received in October when they entered parliament for the first time. So, what are the pirates doing right? Ian Willoughby put that very question to political scientist Jiří Pehe.
Well, I think that the pirates are successful simply because they are seen as sort of fresh blood in Czech politics. At the same time, while we have some other new movements, this is quite clearly a democratic movement. It has democratic structures, ways of deciding about things and so on. It is not a one-man party. And that makes the Pirates, I think, attractive, especially for young people. It is also their agenda, which, of course, differs from the traditional parties. They put emphasis on issues that are also at the center of attention of young people, and that is why they score, especially with the young generation.
And would it be fair to say that the Pirates have become one of the most effective opposition parties here in the Czech Republic?
Well, I think that the Pirates have a problem in how they want to play the opposition role. They have positioned themselves between the so-called traditional parties and one-man movements, such as ANO or Okamura's Freedom and Direct Democracy movement. That makes it very difficult for them to be an effective opposition, because if they want to keep their identity, they have to somehow contrast what they do with traditional parties, but at the same time, they have to be in opposition against the current strongest party in the Czech Republic, that is the ANO movement. So I think that maybe they just need to decide which evil, so to speak, is lesser, and play that kind of game, because, yes, their opposition role is one thing that is not quite comprehensible, understandable for a lot of people.
They're a relatively new force in Czech politics. Perhaps they're going through a kind of honeymoon period. Do you think they are a party that is here to stay?
I was convinced when the Pirates entered parliamentary politics that this is one of the parties that will be around for one electoral period, maybe just a few months, and it will go away just like so many other one-issue parties. But it seems that the Pirates are not just a one-issue party. They really have a program which covers a broad spectrum of issues and problems. And at the same time, I think that they are striking a chord, so to speak, with especially young people, because of their openness and the way they talk about politics, meaning that they are not using sort of this stale, cumbersome language that we hear from the traditional parties, or the kind of language that we hear from one-man parties such as ANO.